This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. You landed on the best podcast in the whole wide world because I say it is, and we're going to jump right into it, Warriors. We're 2 days away from our Las Vegas, Nevada meet and greet. I don't know why the hell I just started talking about it this week. That's so funny. I just had so much going on. So we'll be in Las Vegas, Nevada. Thank you to Circa Hotel and Pool for hooking us up. 11 to 4 p.m. July 17th. If you go to my Instagram page, CoachJV_, you will find the link to all the details. You don't have to sign up, but you do have to get a pool ticket to get in. You can stay at any hotel, but they do have a day pass for Las Vegas, Nevada, Circa Hotel and Pool. It's going to be a great time, Warriors. We hope to see you there. Let's see. Oh, okay. So we had a whole theme this week, right? We've been talking about judgment. We talked about the process of success. And now I'm going to talk about the maintenance process. Now, one of the things you need to understand is the biggest thing that I see, I always say that, but the biggest thing that I see in regards to people's success is once they get there, they forget to, cheers, let me get a drink, maintain that shit. As soon as they get the manager position, as soon as a teller becomes a banker, I mean, you see us in corporate America, or they become a manager, they work so hard, they're so dedicated, they're so in it, or they work so hard to get the girl their dreams, they get married, and guess what? They stop maintaining. They stop opening the door. They stop courting their spouse, partner, loved one. They stop putting the hard work because you got the success. Now, why would you work hard anymore? I'll tell you what, Warriors, that is one of the worst mistakes you can ever make in your whole life. Some of you right now are sitting in a position where you've stopped putting in the work. And I'll tell you what, somebody's a hungry lion. Somebody's a hungry lion right behind you waiting to take that position. And they're going to do the same exact process. And we have to understand that every single person is replaceable. That's the thing that you need to understand. Now, it's not to create fear. It's to create motivation and inspiration to keep on growing, to keep on creating, to keep on going. And that's where I want to come back to is creation. You should always be creating. You should always be growing. You should always be innovating, because if you're not innovating, you're not growing. You're just like Blockbuster. And the reason why Blockbuster went out of business is not because they had a bad business model. It's because their leadership sucked. And the CEO did not have enough foresight or innovation. And a bunch of people lost their jobs because they didn't have the capital or the foresight and innovation. They had poor leadership. They had poor leadership. If they would have seen what was happening within the marketplace and it got their head out of their ass, these old ass CEOs that are sitting in there drinking their whiskey and wine and all these fucking young kids. No, I'm watching the young kids. I'm watching that my daughter's on, doesn't even text me back. And if I'm on Snapchat, if I hit her up on Instagram, she'll text me back. If I hit her up on TikTok, she'll hit me back. She's not even looking at her text messages anymore. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? If she's not looking at her text messages anymore, she's looking at Snapchat. That's how it is. It's just what it is. You got to stop complaining. Oh, my kid, all you do is sit on your computer. All we did was sit on the fucking phone. That's all we did. All we did was play Atari all day. We did this. We said that they said the same shit about us. It's just different technology. So my son, I refuse to let him play the games that other kids play, like Call of Duty and all that. Refuse to fuck up his subconscious mind. The only game I let him play is Minecraft, because he's building stuff. He's creating. He's building worlds. And I watch and I monitor it. And I'm watching what he does. Guess what? There's cryptocurrencies I'm invested in that are literally going to blow those things up. That's where we're heading, Warriors. What was the point of this? Oh, success. I fucking digress. Maintenance, okay? So if you get a patch of grass, what do you have to do? What happens if you don't water it? It dies. If you get a car, if you don't put oil in it, it dies. If you get a house and you don't maintenance it, it falls apart. You finally get the pool of your dreams and you don't maintenance it, it turns green. I could go on and 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 on. Everything needs maintenance, Warriors. Everything. Everything needs maintenance. So once you get the success, once you get the girl, once you get the money, once you get the crypto portfolio, you better start maintaining that shit, warriors. You better start maintaining that shit. That's a fact. And some of you right now have gotten what you wanted and you stopped working hard. What happens when you get the body of your dreams? As soon as you go on that vacation, you start eating the shitty foods again, boom, right back. So warriors, you have an opportunity of a lifetime. Oh, think about that. Why, when they say that, you have an opportunity of a lifetime. You get one lifetime, warriors. One. You have an opportunity of a lifetime. One lifetime. That's it. You don't get another shot at this life. So it's time to wake up, warriors. You know what Friday's going to be about. I'm fired up. So I'm just going to make this a short podcast because Friday, I'm going to light your ass up. I'm going to light your ass up. Stop listening. Start activating. Stop listening, start activating, or listen and activate. That's what I mean. All right, warriors, get your shit together, because once you get it, you got to maintenance it. Warriors, rise.